Hey, this is Daniel Collins, the creator of Golden Achievers and the creator of this Golden Achievers podcast. Glad to know that you're listening. I hope this would be valuable for you. Hope you enjoy this episode. If you do like it, of course, we ask that you give us a review on iTunes and subscribe to this podcast. Let me know what you think, and we'll be able to produce much more episodes that would suit you. Greetings and welcome to the Golden Achievers Podcast. This episode, we're going to be talking about money. More specifically, we're going to be talking about how to save money. Now, not too long ago, I was at a meeting of the young adults at the Good News Baptist Church. And for that meeting, everyone's homework was just to come with two ideas on how to save money. From all those ideas, we compiled a list, and here's the list. First, make a list of the things you spend money on. Track what you spend. You'll never know what's happening with your money. You'll never know where you're spending too much unless you actually track what you spend your money on. You get to see where your money is going. Now, after you see where it's going, you can make adjustments that are necessary for you to achieve what you really want to achieve. Now, tracking the money also highlights areas where you can reduce your spending. And if areas can be reduced, that means other areas can be increased as well. So number one, if you want to save money, start by making a list of the things you spend your money on. Track what you spend. Number two, eat at home. 1 Corinthians 11:34 tells us that a hungry man should eat at home. Now, this, of course, has nothing to do with saving money. That situation is totally different. But if we were to take the advice of preparing our own meals, it would save us money. It's actually cheaper and many times healthier than eating out. Besides saving money and saving costs, preparing your own meals, like I said, could be healthier, but it can also lead to a reduction in your level of stress. So give it a try and find out. I linked an interesting article from the Huffington Post concerning stress reduction and preparing your own meals. You could see more of that in the show notes. Number three, the third person that spoke, he told us, you know what his idea was? Live like a minimalist. He actually was the youngest person in the room, and he reminded us of not too long ago when a hurricane passed through here, Hurricane Irma, which destroyed a lot of the things that we had. And we learned to make do with very little. His advice was, before you buy something, ask yourself, do I really need this? Can I live without it? And give it a try. Try living without it and see if you could make it without it. And if you can, that would be money saved for you. Number four, the fourth idea we received was to have a budget and stick to it. Probably this should have been the first, but it came in the list. This, of course, reminded of that dreaded B word. I don't think anyone gets excited hearing about budgets. Well, maybe accountants, but that's a whole nother show. A budget may seem restrictive, it may seem boring, it may seem tedious, but it should not. According to John Maxwell, a budget is actually telling your money where to go instead of trying to figure out where it went. A budget allows you to allocate or to set aside money for what you really want, and this avoids you using it for things that are less important. For more on budgeting, you could see a free guide to which I've linked in the show notes. You ever heard of Dave Ramsey? He is a whiz when it comes to money. He learned the hard way, and since then he has been teaching as many people as are willing to hear from him how to deal with your money properly. I've also included a link for a free budgeting guide from Dave Ramsey in the show notes. So if you want to know more about budgeting, check that out in the show notes, and hopefully it helps you. Number five, buy in bulk. Have you ever heard the saying, cheaper by the dozen? Well, it appears to be true. Now, I'm not telling you to have a dozen children or so, but there are certain things that you could buy in bulk that would save. For example, if you often buy a certain energy drink because you go to the gym, and you go to the gym quite often, it may make more sense to buy that drink in a bulk. And it may even make more sense to buy the powder version of that drink and mix it yourself. That should save you even more money. So take a look at what you usually buy, what you regularly buy, what you purchase often. Consider buying in bulk. Try it out for yourself. Test it out. Look at it and see if it could actually save you money. And if it does, well, that's more money left over for you. The sixth point is a little tricky, and it may not be applicable to just about everyone, but I'll go ahead and mention it anyhow. Pay attention to the exchange rate. Now, we live in a country where we use multiple currencies. We use the US dollar, we use the European euros, we even use guilders. Sometimes we use Eastern Caribbean dollars as well. Several currencies are used on this island. And to make it a little more interesting, the island is actually split in two. So we're actually two countries sharing one island. Now, if you're paying a bill to the government, it would make sense to pay that bill in the official currency, which usually works out cheaper. But if you're visiting a supermarket or maybe even a restaurant, you need to compare whether if you should pay in one currency or the next, because it may work out more beneficial for you to figure out which currency works best and to pay using that currency. This would work well as well for people that live close to a border or bordering country where a different currency is used across the border. You should pay attention to the prices in that country as well. See what the exchange rate is and how it's fluctuating, and see if it would make more sense for you to make your purchases across the border or at home. So folks, if you want to save money, pay attention to the exchange rate. Number seven, make a grocery list. I advise you, always have a plan before you enter any grocery store or any store that is. Let me warn you, these folks are professionals at appealing to your weaknesses and helping you spend your hard-earned money. I had a friend who once said, you shouldn't go grocery shopping when you're hungry because you'll feel like buying everything. Tests have been done, reports have been written. When you go into a grocery store, it's actually set up that the most appealing, usually the most expensive stuff, are at your eye level, and I can't remember where it's left or right, but at your eye level, it's set at the place where you're most likely to look. The packages are so appealing, so attractive. They just scream at you, pick me up, put me in your cart and take me home with you. Ever notice the less expensive stuff and the better deals, you would have to stoop down or go hunting for them? Ever notice when you enter a department store or clothing store, if you're looking for the sales, it's usually way to the back of the store, hidden somewhere? They don't want you to spend a little bit. They want you to spend a lot. So before you enter a grocery store, before you enter any store, have a plan. Walk with a list and stick to it. Otherwise, these professionals will take your money and enjoy it for you. Number eight, avoid window shopping. The person who mentioned this morning said that sometimes she would have gone with a friend to town or to the store with no intention to buy anything, but just because she sees it, just because it appeals to her so much, her weaknesses take over and she ends up purchasing it. So she has decided no window shopping for her. If you're weak in this area, it makes more sense to just stay at home than to go out and end up spending much more than you had anticipated and buying things you probably don't even need and paying too much for them. Number 9 reminded us to have a goal. Why? Having a goal keeps you focused. If you have a major goal that you're seeking to achieve and the goal requires funds and saving, keeping that goal in mind would help you to remain focused. Because anytime pops up, hey, you got an opportunity to buy this or to buy that, you would ask yourself, does this fit in my goal? Does this help me get closer to achieving my goal? Now, if it doesn't help you get closer to achieving your goal, you won't do it, you won't buy it, you won't purchase it, you won't spend your money in that area. So having a goal keeps you focused and it protects you from wasting money. Now, I may ask of you, what are your goals? Do you have them written down? Do you have goals? Now, if they are not written down, they are just wishes, hopes, and dreams. If you need help in turning your dreams into achievable goals, visit the following website, goldenachievers.com. That's spelled GOLDENACHIEVERS.com, goldenachievers.com, where you could download a free Golden Achievers template, a goal template that would help you in preparing every and any goal and taking those dreams that you have somewhere in the back of your head and turning them into achievable steps that you could achieve the goals that matter to you. Of course, the link to this is also in the show notes. Number 10, shopping online versus shopping local. In this day and age, one almost has no reason to leave their homes to buy anything. You could buy everything online. You could buy groceries online. You could buy clothes online. You could even purchase cars online. You just about have almost no reason to leave your homes to buy anything. Online shopping offers many advantages over buying locally. Online, you're able to do better research of many more items than if you were to visit store by store by store. Online, you're also able to see the feedback from other persons who would have already purchased those items. You could have a feel whether the fit is good, whether it's not good, whether it's well made, whether it would fall apart quickly. You could read those different areas of feedback and judge for yourself if you would like to purchase. And many times, online, the price is just better. Bear in mind, though, you must incorporate all of the costs when comparing buying online versus buying locally. Are there shipping costs involved? They need to be compared. Are there taxes? Maybe there are duties involved. You need to compare all of these before you just go ahead and purchase online. Now, you may be a bit reluctant saying, hey, I never did this before. I'm not sure if it would work out. Hey, just give it a small test. Find an inexpensive item. Give it a test, see how it works out, and it may work out well for you. This may be the road for you to take. Number 11, invest or save where the interest is higher. Now, this is not a way to reduce your spending, but this is a way to increase your savings and have it grow much quicker than if you were saving at a spot where interest rates were low. I advise you, make the banks and other financial institutions work for your savings. Do your homework. Find out where the best interest rates may be. Don't just stick to your bank because of the years, not just because that's the bank your mother and your father and your great-grandparents used to deal with. That means you should go ahead with them. No. Do your research. Figure out where the best rates are and get the most for your money. Number 12. You are advised, and we are all advised, to have a security blanket. Here's what that means. Simply put, it means having an emergency fund. Having an emergency fund would allow when things unexpected break or fall apart or emergencies pop up, we would have somewhere that we could run to take care of those emergencies. Dave Ramsey speaks about having an emergency fund because if you don't, Murphy will move into your spare bedroom. Murphy's Law states that whatever can go wrong will go wrong, and at the worst possible time. Things, of course, go wrong from time to time. The car would break down, a loved one may fall ill, someone may lose a job or not be able to work. Having an emergency fund provides a cushion between you and life, allowing you to breathe a little easier while going forward. For more about emergency funds and Dave Ramsey and his baby steps, you may look at the show notes, in which I have a link towards that as well. Number 13, capitalize on your skill set, your hobbies, your talents, and so forth in order to generate another or a second source of income. You are a walking, talking cash generator. Well, at least you can be. Ask yourself, what are your hobbies? What are your talents? What are your skills? What do you do that you find so easy to do that others may have difficulty with? How can you help others in a way that provides value to them, yet provides additional income for you? Are you good at math or another subject? How about tutoring? Do you like playing an instrument or maybe playing certain games? How about giving lessons or becoming a coach? Do you have some time on your hand? Then maybe you can do chores for people that don't mind paying you for those chores. Take an inventory of yourself. Take a look around and start making connections. This could be an opportunity for you to increase your income. 14, you are invited to stretch certain liquids, or as a good friend of mine would say, just add water. Now, this one was funny because the guy that gave us this tip, he just made us laugh. He said he adds water to just about anything. He would add it to dish liquid. He would add it to fabric softener. He would add it to bleach. Just about any and everything he would add water to. Someone made a joke with him and he said if he could have safely added it to the gasoline in his car, he probably would have done it as well. Well, what he's actually saying is sometimes we don't even need the things we use in the concentration we need them. If we were to add water to some of these things, it would stretch them and allow them to be used for even longer periods, thus saving you money. Go easy on this one. Give it a try. See if it works for you. And if it does, that's another opportunity for you to save money. 16 says withdraw as less as possible from the ATM. Let me explain. Reduce the number of trips that you take to the ATM on a monthly, weekly, or annual basis. Here's a little example. Let's say it costs you $1 every time you were to use the ATM. Now, if you were to visit the ATM 10 times, and each time you were to take out $20, of course, you would receive $200, but the charges would have amounted to $10 for that month, if we're speaking about a month. However, if you took out $200 at once, you would only be charged $1 for that month, saving you $9. So plan your trips to the ATM wisely. Take out as much as you think you need for the month or for whatever period you have in question, reducing the amount of times you go to the ATM, or thereby reducing the ATM charges that you would have received. Number 17. Advise us to cut your own nails and cut out cable as well. One of the participants, a young lady, spoke about her nails, and typically she would make sure that ever so often she would have her nails done, have them refilled, have her hair done and so forth. And she took a step back and she looked at the cost of these things and she said, you know what? That money could better be used for something else. So she decided, you know what, I'm not doing my nails. When it comes to my hair, I'm going to find a less expensive way to take care of my hair. Actually, she said, I got a lot of wigs home from time to time. I'm just going to use the different wigs that I already have. I'm not going to the hairdresser. So we were warned, if she looks different tomorrow, we know it's because, hey, she has a wig on. So in other words, the things that you do regularly, nails, haircut, trips to the hairdresser, even other subscriptions like cable TV, or maybe you have a music subscription or a TV subscription, other things you do, or you subscribe to a virus scanner, different things that you do. Take a look at these subscriptions. Find out, do I really need them? You know what? Just take a try. Cut them off. See if you survive a month without them. See if you survive 2 months without them. And if you do, you would have saved that money for other things. Number 19, or should I say number 18, pay your future self. This has to do with making sure that you put aside funds that will be useful to you in the future. Doesn't make sense you're working hard so long, so many years, now, as years go by, you have nothing aside, nothing stored up to show for it. Pay your future self. Number 20, be creative and content with what you have. Don't try to keep up with the Joneses. Why? Because the Joneses are broke. The average person in the Western world is living beyond their means. They buy things they don't need with money they don't have to impress people that they don't like. There's a lot you can do with what you have if you just add a bit of creativity and decide to be content. For example, my wife is the most creative person I know. She would take our favorite restaurant dishes and recreate them at home and do them even better than the so-called professionals could do. So look around. Be creative. What can you do for yourself? There are many things you could try for yourself. Give it a try, be creative, and above all, be content with what you have. The next one was maintain your vehicle. A vehicle that is not properly maintained could end up being very inefficient and waste a lot of money. They break down faster, they die sooner, and they cost their owners much more in the long run if that vehicle is not maintained well. Now, I'm telling you, don't be afraid. There are simple things that you could do to help maintain your own car. For example, you could make sure that the tires are properly inflated. Properly inflated tires reduce the chances of accidents, also allow the tires to wear better and last longer. It also increases fuel efficiency. For example, regular maintenance as well also increases fuel efficiency. Making sure that your oil is changed on time, making sure that your filters are changed on time helps to keep your car running well, lasting longer, being more efficient, and saving you money in the long run. The next point we heard of was basically what you can do on your own, do it. I often say I won't pay anybody to destroy my vehicle for me. I'll destroy it myself. What I actually mean is, I am willing to do car repairs for myself. Ask yourself, find out, what can you do for yourself? Maybe you're good with your hands, there are things around the home that you could do on your own. Maybe, vehicle-wise, there are things that you could do on your own. Besides all this, online and all around you, there are so many do-it-yourself guides available. You could get do-it-yourself guides from tiling your home to building your own home, from sewing to building a sailboat. There are so many things available for you to do on your own. Take a look, figure it out. Start small, and as your confidence grows, you could take on bigger projects. The next point was, do not get a credit card and stay away from debt. Treat debt as if it's a plague. A credit card, in many instances, is a person's first introduction to debt. A credit card is so convenient. It's always with you. It's very easy to pay for stuff. Accepted almost everywhere. And many of them, you get cash back. But what they don't tell you is that the credit card debt is at an all-time high in many places throughout the world. And it turns out to be very expensive for the users, as paying the debt off can sometimes take a lifetime. Many debit cards have all of the benefits a credit card has without the lingering debt, as you could only spend what you have. The Bible does not speak favorably about debt at all, and many financial professionals behave as if having debt can be an advantage. If you have more questions on debt, you could visit DaveRamsey.com, and there's a link to it in the show notes as well, where you could find out a little more about debt. If debt is a problem for you, you have questions, just visit the link and you can learn more about debt and how to stay away from it. The last point we had in how to save money is networking. Proverbs 13:20 states, "He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed." We need to share what we know with others and seek out others to receive knowledge from them as well. If we share what we know with those around us and they share what they know with us, we all would be the wiser for it, and we'll all find out different ways that we could save money. Now, this has only been 23 ways that you could save money, but I'm sure there are several other ways that you could think of that you probably know. Let us know. Tell us which ones you like. Tell us which ones we missed. Tell us which ones make sense. Tell us which ones could be improved on. Let us know what you think of this list. Hey, this is Daniel Collins, the creator of Golden Achievers and the creator of this Golden Achievers podcast. Glad to know that you're listening. I hope this would be valuable for you. Hope you enjoy this episode. If you do like it, of course, we ask that you give us a review on iTunes and subscribe to this podcast. Let me know what you think, and we'll be able to produce much more episodes that would suit you.